أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا لن تمسنا النار إلا أياما معدودة، قل أتخذتم عند الله عهدا فلن يخلف الله عهده، أم تقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون. In the previous ayats we read, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala explained about the rabbis, the leaders of the Jews, the great evil, that they wrote from their own side their things, and then they said it is from Allah Ta'ala. And all that was just to gain the gains of this dunya. They, from the wealthy, rich people, the people in leadership position, they used to take money from them. So Allah says, what a great wrong they have done to them, to themselves, that they have written the wrong things with their own hands, and then what they have earned is also really so paltry, so little, but the things of this dunya. Now Allah explains another evil of theirs, and as we have repeatedly said, all this is mentioned for us that we understand how evil these people were, and that we don't follow them, and that we don't become guilty of the same sins. Allah is apprising us, making us aware that we make sure that we don't fall in the same sin. So another evil of theirs was, they said, the public, and it was taught to them by their rabbis, وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً. اور کہتے ہیں کہ ہم کو ہرگز نہ لگے گی مگر چند روز گینے چنے. They said that the fire of Jahannam is not going to touch us. We won't be in the fire of Jahannam, but just for a few days. That is, just whatever gunas we made, we will burn for that time, and then we will be set free. So this is what evil they had said. Similarly, we have to think about ourselves also. How many of us got this in our mind, that whatever gunas we make, and we just say, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, that we are sure Allah is going to forgive us. Who gave us that guarantee? The hope we have from Allah Ta'ala. But just to commit gunas recklessly, and to for our rozi, for our sustenance, nobody say Allah is Razzaq and he stays at home, and he doesn't make any effort. He goes, makes the whole day effort. And in fact, when he returns from work, his thoughts are still in his business. And nowadays with the phone, a person is busy with his business all the time. So just having imaginary thoughts about Allah, we commit gunas recklessly, and we just say Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. And that we are not, we don't think about the akhirah. We don't think about the qabr, the life there, and what is required. And also, commonly it is also, we praise those ulama who never speak about Jahannam, who never speak about the azab of Allah Ta'ala. That their bayans are very good, but they are keeping us in the dark. If we are traveling from here somewhere, and there are speed traps, and nobody tells us, we become angry. They didn't inform us. They kept us in the dark about it. If there is a place of hijacking, and we should be careful about that, where there is mugging, robbing, and nobody informs us, we become angry. So it is the duty of the ulama to inform the people, not to keep them in the dark or to mislead them. Just to say that you can carry on, you don't have to be so regular with namaz, not necessary to go in jamaat, not necessary to become so pious, you are overdoing it now, you are going over the limit, etc. And in this way to mislead the people, this is a great guna that was of the Bani Israel. We must be careful that it does not come in us. Allah Ta'ala warns about this and says, قُلْ أَتَّخَذْتُمْ عِنَّ اللَّهِ عَهْدًا. کہہ دے کہ کیا تم لے چکے ہو اللہ کے یہاں سے قرار. Allah says, ask them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have they made some agreement with Allah that they are only going to go in the fire of Jahannam for a few days, and they have made some agreement, فَلَيْنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ أَهْدًا, کہ اب ہرگز خلاف نہ کرے گا اللہ اپنے قرار کے. Every made some agreement with Allah, and now Allah won't go against this agreement. Every made any such agreement. From where have they got this? Have some revelation come to them? Have they made some agreement with Allah? Or am taquluna ala Allahi ma la ta'alamun? Ya bolte hai, bolte ho Allah par jo tum nahi jante. Or are these just words from your own side? You just imagining that Allah won't punish us but for a few days. Just like that, in the hadith and many instances we hear of the great forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala, where a person was his whole life a sinner, but Allah forgave him and he went into Jannah. Or we must also be aware, there are those cases where a person was righteous and pious his whole life, and just before mort, he gave up Iman and Islam. And there are many instances like that, and he goes to Jahannam. So we have to be aware of that. And we should not just make conjectures from our own side. Also, there are those cases where Allah really does forgive a person who was a great wrongdoer. In fact, a non-believer, a person who killed 100 people. But those are rare instances. Generally, it's the rule of Allah Ta'ala that how much of what righteousness you do, accordingly you will be given in the Akhirat. What wrong you do, you will be punished accordingly. Exceptions, and this also teaches us, which is very important for us to know, Allah is absolute. He is above everything. He does as He pleases. Many times we can read all our du'as, but Allah still wants a problem to come, in spite of our piety, in genuine, sincere piety, and in spite of all our du'as and everything, what Allah decrees, that is going to happen. So everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. We don't rule Allah, and neither do our actions rule Allah. Allah is not in need of all our piety also. Allah does as He pleases. The work of a banda is to submit to Allah, to fear Allah Ta'ala all the time. And we try our best to do what we can. Undoubtedly Allah is most kind, most merciful. But we can't just sit on our laurels and think that I belong to a pious family, or our titles, or our outward appearance, etc. And we think this is going to save us. No, we have to do what we have to do to the best of our ability, and then we put our full trust on Allah Ta'ala. So all this teaches us that the wrongs and evils which were in the Bani Israel, they were not here just to expose them, but that we be careful, we don't follow in their footsteps, and we don't do those wrong things they had done. May Allah guide us all to righteousness and be pleased with us. وَأَخِرُ الْأَوَانِ